It's Monday, May 16th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. Sadiq Khan, the new mayor of London, England, and the first Muslim to hold the post, endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Ironically, he spent most of his time talking about GOP presumptive nominee Donald Trump. Khan called Trump's view of Islam ignorant, saying he wanted to bring the billionaire to London to educate him on the subject. Trump responded by saying, quote, "I assume he denies that there's Islamic terrorism. If you look at this Islamic radical terrorism all over the world right now, it's a disaster," unquote. Real fire may be ready to spew from New Zealand's Mount Ruapehu, made famous for being Mount Doom in the Lord of the Rings movies. Officials are warning tourists to stay away, saying it could erupt at any moment. According to The Sun, temperatures at Mount Ruapehu, an active volcano, have doubled in the last few weeks, as well as a huge increase of both carbon dioxide and sulfur dioxide output at the volcano's crater lake. Iranian pastor Youssef Nardakhani, who was sentenced to death for apostasy in 2010, yet released in 2012, has been arrested again. The pastor, his wife Tina, and another church worker were unexpectedly taken into custody on Friday for no known reason. Locals said this is not the first time he's been rearrested. In fact, they said, in Iran, government officials often arrest the same people repeatedly to foster insecurity among their church members. Pray for the release of Youssef Nardakhani and other Christian workers in Iran. St. Mary's Church in an Egyptian village, a Coptic Christian church, was burned down completely after an attack carried out by Islamic extremists on Thursday. Some fear this may be the beginning of what happened in Egypt 3 years ago, when numbers of Christians were killed and 65 churches were destroyed. Tens of thousands of Christian converts from Islam, who made their way to Europe to escape persecution, have found themselves out of the frying pan and into the fire. Open Doors, a global Christian persecution watchdog organization, said their research shows up to 40,000 people being abused and bullied in Germany alone. Nearly all say they are constantly verbally abused, and almost just as many have been physically attacked. 1 Peter 4, 13-14 says, "Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you." Municipal Judge Ruth Neely, a small-town Wyoming judge, may be removed from office because she said her faith in Christ would not allow her to perform what some call marriage between two people of the same gender. Local officials of the Democratic Party turned her in after reading her comments in the newspaper. Solemnizing marriage in her city, Pinedale, Wyoming, has not been part of her current job, and no one had asked her to perform a wedding. Yet now, the State Commission on Judicial Conduct and Ethics has moved to end her 21-year career. Her case is now before the state Supreme Court. Also in that same small town in Wyoming, a massive manhunt is underway for 22-year-old Derek D.J. Harrison, presumed armed and dangerous. His father, Flint Harrison, was arrested Saturday, but D.J. escaped after they allegedly kidnapped the woman and her four teenage daughters, whom they lured into a basement and tied up. On Friday, 116-year-old Susanna Jones, the world's oldest person, died in New York. Jones, whose life spanned three different centuries and was the last person alive born in the 1800s, said the secret to her longevity was in the loving relationship she had. Jones is gone, but now abides faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And that's The Worldview on this Monday, May 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. We're looking for 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month to keep this newscast on the air. So far, four people have stepped up to the plate. Go to theworldview.com and click on Give. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
you have to admit, the Worldview in 5 minutes is unique. Nobody else pairs the latest news stories with timeless scripture verses. The result? The Bible comes alive in the context of everyday news. To research, write, voice, and produce the Worldview costs money. If you value what we're doing, vote with your wallet. We need 250 listeners to pledge just $20 a month by May 31st. Go to theworldview.com, click on Give in the top right corner, and check the recurring donation box. It's just 64 cents a day. We've spent thousands to get this going, and now we need you to help keep it going. Let's proclaim to the world that God is at work in everyday news.